Thanks so much for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, let's talk about why a property sells.
I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. Want to talk to the sellers out there. Let's talk about why a property sells. Well, that sounds oversimplified, but really it comes down to seven variables. And I want to go through those with you so you're prepared as a seller. Most importantly, if you're already on the market, this is the same reasons that homes are not selling. So if a client is having an unfortunate experience in their sale, taking longer than we anticipated, we go back to these seven items and see what the problem is and drill down on that. There's some things you can control and some things you can't. For example, properties sell because of location. Properties also don't sell because of location. So if you've got a home on a very busy street, but you've not discounted the price to accommodate for that busy street location, then you're not going to sell. The homes back insulated from that traffic will sell first. So you'll be misplaced and you will prevent yourself from a sale. Alternatively, in a location, it could be the opposite. You could have a view of the entire valley where your blood pressure just lowers when you get home and you go inside. That location is an asset and it elevates your price, but you've got to match the pricing to the location. Second is timing. This time of year is an interesting marketplace. There's a lot going on besides real estate distracting people. So when you're looking at the marketplace in timing, if you have discretion of timing, take a good look not only at when you want to put your home on the market, but when the buyers are showing up. Early in the year, the buyers show up. Later into the season, say spring, is when the sellers show up. So as a seller, get here when the buyers show up before the other sellers do. So timing is something you can determine. Terms of the sale are relevant. You've got to have a home that's financeable. For example, you need to have at least 3 years minimum life remaining on your roof to be financeable for veteran loans. So get counsel from a good realtor on what you can do to condition your home for the terms or financing out there. Obviously, marketing and exposure. That is, does everyone that should know about the home know about it? If you're for sale by owner, you take a good run at Craigslist, a sign in the yard, so you've got some exposure. But if you want to scream it from the rooftops or the mountaintops across the world, get the assistance of a realtor that makes sure that everyone does know about it to raise that price and get the sale. Condition's probably one that you have huge influence on in regards to having it prepared so it competes with the other properties. Pricing and positioning, we'll talk more on the next program, because pricing and positioning is a strategy to decide when your home is going to sell. And also look for expertise. That's a big influence on your success. I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker. Have a fantastic evening.